Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Audio courtesy of Guardians TV. Good morning.
Morning.
Hello.
The rumors of the Guardians' demise?
They have greatly exaggerated. Oh, here comes Joey. Joey's already fixing the cameras at 6:04. All right. We already have it.
I believe we have a past emerging podcast scene where we introduce Joey to the community.
Go back and listen. Joey is Joey has a haircut from the 1920s. He's got a sumptuous beard. He's red. Can I call you red, Joey?
Looks like good
I'm
athlete.
I'm calling him red. I've been wanting to call people red for a long time.
College football player?
Joey played at Heidelberg. Joey, get on the mic. Get on the mic here. We'll talk Guardians here in a second.
No, he doesn't have time, Kenny. He's trying to work.
Nah, to hell with it. I don't care. You're in the studio. You're on my dime now, buddy boy. Turn that microphone on. Does he have it? You don't know how to turn a microphone on? Boy, that broadcast school really paid off.
I'm not going to work here.
He's talking. It ain't going to work. It ain't going to happen. I'm about to send you back to Meredith to talk, or I might just send you back to the other room to do your job. I'm not sure at this point. All right. Did you turn the microphone on? Hit the button, Joey.
Oh, my God. It's right in front of you. It's right in front of you.
There we go. There we go.
He literally didn't know where the button was.
I mean, even
the moment's too big.
Mitch found the microphone button before you did.
It's good to see you, Joey.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
So Joey works on all the video content. So I guess video is a big deal these days.
Yeah.
2025, we finally recognize that. And if you've seen any of those Sterling YouTube clips or video clips making their way online,
Joey,
anybody inflaming controversy trying to pile on Ken, he's right here.
I don't know how to pronounce Joey's last name, so I'm not going to try. I call him Joey K. How do you pronounce your last name?
Korzenowski.
Korzenowski. It's Irish, right?
Polish.
Oh.
Get the music going.
That was close.
Get the polka. Let's go.
Yeah.
Joey has been hired by Keith Britton to do his bidding, basically is what it is. So Joey can make many videos of me looking bad, but can't find the on button on a microphone that's on the table right in front of him. It's good to see you, Joey. How you feeling today?
Feeling pretty good.
You feeling good?
Pretty good for a Thursday.
You've been here for a month now, right?
Yeah, a month.
You enjoying the job so far?
I have been, yeah. I like everybody here. It's fun coming in every day, getting to work with everybody. I can't complain.
He still has a good attitude about being here at like 6 in the morning. Well, now, he comes in later than me. He comes in right before the show starts.
He's still during that probationary period. He has to be making sure to cross his T's, dot the I's. Everything has to be good.
I can't mess up just yet.
If you do real mornings when you have to be, I mean, Lima doesn't count. He comes in at like 5:50. But if you do real mornings, you see the soul sucked out of certain people.
Yeah.
It'll rob your soul. Like there's blankness behind the eyes. And I hope that doesn't happen for you, Joey. How old are you now?
22.
So young. Yeah. So supple.
Did you actually listen to this show before you were hired here?
I did, yeah, actually. I worked at Aladdin Rents in Eastlake, and we'd start at like 8 a.m.
Well, so just throwing out names here. Well, look
now
at him.
Unpaid testimonial.
Oh, wow. Unpaid testimonial now. Wait, do you still work there?
No, not anymore.
Okay,
not anymore.
So you worked out in Eastlake,
yeah,
and you'd listen to the show.
Wait, I was wondering if we called them, and that's how we rented him to come help us with the video. What's his daily rate?
Joey, what are your you played football at Heidelberg.
I did, yeah.
What positions did you play?
So I came in as a wide receiver, played a little bit of receiver, a little bit of running back. So, yeah.
What did you leave as? You only told us what you came in as.
I left as a running back. I was a running back my senior year.
And you stuck it out all 4 years?
I did, yeah.
I'll tell you, I've covered many a D3 team in my day, and to see actual matriculation, somebody be able to get from start to finish in Division III because you're not all of a sudden the Friday Night Lights thing is over. Yeah. It is now sweaty Saturday mornings.
You got way more fans at your high school. Where did you play high school football at?
Manor.
Yeah, you got way more fans at a Manor game than you. No offense to Heidelberg. No, that's a beautiful little stadium they had there, but.
That was one thing I was really surprised about because, I mean, obviously at Manor, we'd get probably 10,000 people for some games, and then we'd go to Heidelberg and maybe get 1,000. I mean, it's.
1,000?
Yeah. Meredith's giving 1,000
is generous.
Well, what's the matter,
man? Well, I didn't grow up in this area, so like the idea of that many people showing up to high school football is wild to me.
You played for Steve Trevisano, didn't you?
I did, yeah, my first 3 years.
Legend.
Yeah.
They were kicking ass, taking names, brother. Yeah, like that was a...
Like, I know Menor is a massive school. My uncle used to teach tennis there, so I know how big it is, but just like the idea of like 10,000 people for a
That's
high
Texas.
School?
That's really? Texas. Yeah. That's why Ohio gets compared to some of the great high school football states.
You want to talk about... spending money on tax dollars on stadiums and stuff. At least we still don't do some of that. I don't know how they get $65 million to build a new high school stadium down there, but either way. All right.
Did you have a Jumbotron? Because when I did high school football in Tennessee, they had Jumbotrons at their high schools. Did you have a Jumbotron?
They have a video element out there, don't they?
Yeah, but that was new. That was after I had left. So it was like they waited till I left and they got a new track, a new video board and everything. Yeah. So that's
tell people you were instrumental in the blossoming of the technology over there at Menor.
I like that stadium. It's a big stadium. It's a big area. I've been by. I was when we played baseball there a month ago. It was nice. Nice area. All right, Joey, congratulations on all your success.
All right, thank you.
It's a very fine haircut you have there.
Thank you.
He does.
I appreciate that.
He looks like one of the guys at the beginning of Cheers where everybody knows your name. That's what Joey looked like. You never saw Cheers, did you?
I don't think so.
I didn't. He's 22 years old. Why he's young. He's supple.
He's not going to go back and watch it either.
Yeah, he ain't going back and watch it. You got a girlfriend?
I do, yeah.
How long you been with her?
A little over 3 years.
Well, if you're looking to get engaged, you get to Peter & Company Jewelers in Avon Lake. It's where Cleveland and Joey's get engaged. All right, Joey, thank you very much.
All right, thank you, guys.
The great Joey Korzorinski. Korzanowski. There you go. Joey Kors.
We'll turn him on to Big Chuck and Lil Jon before it's too late.
Yeah, there you go. Have you seen Big Chuck and Lil Jon, Joey?
Oh, we have some VHSs for you. Have you seen any VCRs, Joey?
It starts with something called a certain ethnic.
Certain ethnic.
We'll move on. All right, Joey K. Big thanks to him. Did you have to go to the basement last night?
We did. We did. It was batting down the hatches yesterday. We had to go wake up the kids. They had been asleep for about an hour and a half, had to head on down. And, of course, you know, Sarah is an alarmist. I'm sitting there going, well, let's wait. Let's wait until I hear shattered glass. I mean, we're going to be okay. So we're hanging
Austin
out there.
Steve Austin comes walking in your bedroom.
But you know what's amazing? She really did make it pretty obvious. She's like, how dumb will you feel if something happens? She threatened me with something
Will you feel if our lives are seriously in danger?
Why is it that that worked? Why did that kind of peer pressure work instead of be a good parent? Be a good parent and do the smart thing.
I did the thing where I kind of felt bad. I was so annoyed by it because so yesterday was a very, very, very long day. Driving all over Northeast Ohio, just a lot of things that I had to do that I never thought I'd have to do 6 years ago, and here I am driving all over the place. And
well, you didn't have any hockey to watch, so you
no,
were good.
I was fine. I had no high. I mean, I'm Barry Melrose here. It's Grapes Cherry without some of the commentary, Meredith. So I had a football meeting last night, and I was like, hey, guys, I'm ducking out early after I give my little presentation here of everything and the updates, and I headed home. And I know this is not how sleep works. Like, you can't make it up. You know, the doctors always say, like, you ain't making up sleep. You lose it, you lose it, and that's the way it goes. So I've been sleeping, like, 3 hours a night the last 4 days. And last night, I'm, like, going to bed. And I went, and I laid down. I fell asleep for 30 minutes maybe, and then the buzzers started going off and it said tornado warning. I'm like, you gotta be effing kidding me. And Liz is like, well, I guess we all have to go to the basement. It's just like, it's not even like a argument, it's just like, all right. And you go down to the basement, you turn on the news.
Was everybody sleeping?
No.
I mean, not you two, but the kids?
I was the only one who had fallen asleep.
Okay.
So all the kids, and you know, Jonah's six, so he starts going, are we going to be okay? I'm like, yeah, man, we'll be fine. Just go to the basement. Everybody to the basement. We got to go to the basement. It's not like in the movie Twister. I don't just like grab the dog and start shuffling everybody out the house and everything like that. The dad in Varsity Blues where he gets blown away by the Twister. Sorry, I don't mean to give you a spoiler here. So we went down to the basement and we went to my office. And then I'm watching it and my sons are like, well, is it starting to pass? And I'm not really paying attention. The only thing I'm worried about is I'm just going, please don't let the power go out. Don't go out.
Oh, yeah.
Of everything. I was like, I'm not trying to be egotistical or arrogant about a tornado being here or something like that. It's like, hey, it happens. It happens. God forbid, don't want it to happen. But the odds are not great. All right. At the same time, the odds are much, 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 much better of us losing power and then losing power for an extended period of time. Like a couple years ago, it was 4 days.
Oh, yeah. We had last year
out. And it was terrible. It was 90-something degrees outside. Mm-hmm. So it happens to all of us at some point.
Yep.
And I had to send the kids to Youngstown, the whole thing. And I'm just going, please don't do it. Don't do it. And that's when we made it through, and it looked like everything was going to be given the all clear. It's like, oh, thank God. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I feel bad.
And then
bad.
I went back upstairs and went to bed. Kenny, a little bit more annoyed, but I went to bed.
I feel bad because not only was I willing to risk for 5 more minutes of just staying up to see if the storm would go by with my kids up there, my dear kids that I care so much about, but
your
apparently
dear two children, yes.
not care enough to sprint downstairs the first indication there
but
could be issues.
You have to remain calm around the kids. You can't be freaking out as their father.
Yeah,
that's why I won't cry in front of the boys, and everybody calls me a psycho for it. And I go, no, they're still at the age where they... If I start crying in front of them, they're going to really freak out. So I can't do that yet.
Well, we, we're down there and everything, and I had the tablet, and I'm like, well, the cable's going to go out at some point, and then the power's going to go out. Well, it never did, even though they were saying, you know, Bay Village, you know, you could be in the line of this weather. They wouldn't call it a tornado.
Showing the outages on TV right now.
Yeah, they wouldn't call it a tornado, but they were saying, hey, destructive winds. We're talking about winds that could get into the 80s. And could certainly wreak havoc. Ooh, and we're like, gosh. Oh my God, we do not need to have the power out for a bunch of time. Then I see they start to shift their focus. And they're talking about some place called the Eaton Estates. I'm like, I don't even know what that is. Then they start talking about Parma Heights. And I'm like, yeah, Parma Heights. Yeah, get out of here. North Olmsted, see ya. You know, and I'm saying these things.
Everybody does do that.
Yeah.
They do that.
I realize
that's a great point.
How terrible a person I am. I know people that live in Parma.
That's so true. I feel bad to say that, but you're exactly right.
Berea,
I didn't even realize
this. Get on over there to Berea.
I'm watching the radar, and I'm seeing them go. So it's starting to move towards Manaway, and I'm going, yeah, sucks to be you, Manaway.
Yeah.
I'm like,
the new weather girl doesn't even know how to pronounce Manaway. She's saying Mantua. She's not even from here.
We had everybody messes up, and I mess it up myself. Cat is. That was what Andre Bernier always had to teach everybody.
Cadiz.
The cities.
Yeah,
things
yeah.
like that. But then we got a lot of people over at 8 that are like just from here now, so they kind of know how to pronounce them, so it's not a big deal. But, yeah, you do that. Which you feel terrible about it because once it gets out of your zone, you're like,
woo!
All right, I'm going to go upstairs, go hang out.
Yeah, let
watch
me
TV.
Let me hear
whatever.
More about Sheffield.
Yeah.
Come on, Sheffield.
It's your problem now, Menner. Like, it's just.
We weathered the storm. Your turn.
Off you go.
But it's terrible.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It is awful.
But everybody does, right. Everybody does it.
You know this is a great transition for?
What's that?
You ready? You ready for radio transition? Joey should come in here and learn how to do a transition.
Eight notes.
The wind was going fast. You know what else was fast? Shedeur Sanders on 71. Hey-o. It's coming up. 216-474-0092. Well, apparently he got... The wake-up call for me would be like, hey, can somebody tell him that you can't go 61 and a 60 on 71 through that stretch of Strongsville before you do any of this stuff? I mean, my God. So Shedeur Sanders got a speeding ticket last night, or a few nights ago, I should say. 12:36 a.m., 101 and a 60. Is it a big deal?
No, I don't think.
All right, moving on.
I don't think it's a big deal that, you know, somebody... would have probably, I'm assuming. Do we know what vehicle it was? What's he driving?
Looking like a pick-em-up truck.
I don't want to dox him or anything.
Which is interesting because quarterbacks don't usually right? That's a luxury automobile that a quarterback has. So I got to keep, because I told you.
Although the trucks cost what luxury vehicles cost these days.
That's a fair point. Because usually I'm very good at picking out what type of vehicles that type of
Kenny
players
is. We've gone through this
drive,
before.
Yes.
We've done it off the air because we don't really want to tell everybody what everybody's driving.
We've done it on the air. I just didn't say what exactly that person was driving. But like linebackers like to drive Range Rovers. I'll do it right now. Exotics are for wide receivers, cornerbacks. Safeties will drive an SUV. It depends. Offensive linemen are trucks. Punters and kickers, surprisingly, trucks.
Yes.
I don't know if they're... It's because it's like a compensation thing because they really don't practice. So maybe they just drive lifted trucks.
They're taken out of society. They're not with everybody else all the time.
So they have to have something to fit in with everybody. Quarterbacks are usually luxury sedans of some sort. Again, usually. That's why I was surprised when
Baker
I saw
had a truck. I remember seeing him a lot around town.
He had a truck.
He had like a white pickup truck. It was
really?
A big one too. It was like a it was a nice one. It wasn't like a beater, but it was a really nice one.
Because a lot of other QBs I've seen, it's been luxury sedan. You know, maybe a real high end luxury SUV or something like that. But that's basically where it stands. I wonder if that's like a young quarterback thing, and then later on as a veteran. Because the veterans I've seen, it's been like Mercedes. This, that, and the other.
I think this was Baker's rookie year when I saw him. So it might be a young quarterback thing.
Because like a CEO would drive like a luxury sedan of a company, or be driven from a luxury sedan at a company. And then, you know, an NFL quarterback, if they're a franchise QB, it's usually a luxury sedan. Either way, that's a very interesting observation there. Maybe with the age comes with it. Anyway, he gets pulled over for 101 in a 60, which this is like an annoying thing because... It's like, yeah, buddy, slow down. It don't be speeding like that. I don't know why you had to go 101, especially anywhere at any time, but slow it down. And then that's kind of where I leave it, because what, he only got cited for speeding. I read the story. He didn't get cited for reckless
ops. Did he get reckless ops?
No. So he didn't get cited for reckless ops.
Over 100 have to get that. Well, reckless ops in play.
He got cited for speeding. That's what he got cited for. So
yeah. So the first question I had is when, obviously, because there's a huge.
I think it was like 12:36 in the morning.
Yeah. So that's the one thing I would probably say is, obviously, if you're Kevin Stefanski, you don't want your guys ever getting caught.
Maybe you get home. Maybe you had to go to the bathroom. We don't know.
But you don't ever want anybody out at night, not just because of you, but because of everybody else around you, especially when it's dark out. The instances certainly get elevated when it's nighttime because, you know, you can't see as far. You can't see anything sometimes that's going on out there, and you can't trust anybody because what are people doing at midnight? A lot of people who are doing, they're coming home from bars, they're coming home from drinking. So that's the part. If you're the head coach, you're like, dude, you know, not only you going 100, you're buzzing by people, and what are they doing in their cars? Are they coming home from something? Are they looking at their phone? So that's the only thing that would cause me, especially if I'm the head coach, if I'm the GM, that's what I'd be worried about at that point.
Usually when you're doing segments, outrage stuff is easy to do. You just kind of put it on the tee and you hit it off the tee. If he was weaving in and out and God knows what, I mean, there'd be a conversation. He was going 101, he got cited. I think we move on. That's why, you know, I kind of want to see where Mary Kay is on it. And what sucks about it is that it doesn't put you in a great situation.
What's just a headline?
No, I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about you, me, like JJ on Twitter. Twitter Reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hey, Ken, I was doing 95 and a 70 on the turnpike a few weeks ago and didn't get caught. Do I get a segment too? Well, first, congratulations on all your success. I guess you're fantastic at speeding. Second of all, you don't play quarterback for the Browns. Anytime a guy, guys, if Dylan Gabriel got 101 and a 60, we would do a segment on Dylan Gabriel doing 101 and a 60. If Joe Flacco, I'd be pretty damn surprised if Joe Flacco got 101 and a 60, we'd be talking about him. We'd be talking about Kenny Pickett. Any quarterback who plays for the Cleveland Browns in the month of June, by the way, in the month of June, in the summertime, where it's, let's go. Well, we had a big argument about the WNBA yesterday because they had their first fight. It was a watershed moment there. The Joey Chestnut led SportsCenter at one point where he was coming back. Yes. So, yeah, you get a speeding ticket
it's
in the month of June.
It's probably one of the worst months
it's gonna
to
be
get
a conversation.
Speeding ticket.
But, yes. But it turns into what's going to be realistic about it. Am I outraged by it? No. Have I been pulled over for speeding many times? Have I gotten many speeding tickets myself? Yeah. So is it hypocritical of me to sit there and rip on them? Yes.
Now, I'm
a 38-year-old man who hasn't been pulled over speeding in a while, but it happens.
Most guys would admit that they've hit triple digits at some point in a vehicle. I'd say most people that have a vehicle that is capable of doing some fun things on the road, they have probably tried to test how much fun they can have on the road. So let's be honest with ourselves. Young athlete, yeah, probably in a nicer vehicle. If it is, I'm guessing he drives something pretty cool.
The last time I got pulled over for speeding. I will tell you the last time I got pulled over. I was going on Diagonal Road in Streetsboro. And it's a 35 through there. And it's a long road. Diagonal Road is a long, I mean, it might be a state route for all I know. And I'm going through, and it's 35, and it doesn't feel like it should be 35. It feels like it should be 45. And I was picked up the kids from school, and I picked up all the neighbor kids from school. So I got me, Axel, and like three kids. I got four kids all in the truck. Windows are down. Eli starts assing off in the back seat. So I'm doing this. I'm driving. I got the one arm on the whim, like, knock it off. And I'm not paying attention. And I'm going 46 and a 35. And as I'm coming up over the hill, the cop starts to come up over the hill. And I went, oh, God. And I swear to God, U-Tone, I just went up, like, not even a quarter of a mile, not even. I saw the first house. There was a blue house on the left. I just turned into their driveway. And the lady and her husband, they were an older couple. They're like gardening in the backyard kind of. And they're going,
were you hiding?
No. I knew I was going to get pulled over. Okay. He didn't hit the lights. He didn't swing it around. Yeah. It's tight. He couldn't do it. And Axel goes, why did we pull in here? Because I didn't just pull into the park. I didn't just pull into the driveway. I pulled in far enough to make room for the officer. And the people are looking at me going, can I? Like, they're looking at me like they're about to ask me, can I help you? And I go, hold on, Axel. And all of a sudden, here's a cop, and he's got his lights on. He's getting ready to turn in.
Are you waving?
And I'm just sitting there going, he goes, oh, my God, we're getting pulled over. So
just hoping you guys had some American apple pie on the windowsill.
It's me, my license, my registration in a hand. All the windows are down in the truck. And the cop comes up, and there's four kids in the car. And they're just in the truck. They're just sitting there going, staring at him. I go, I'm sorry. This little one behind me was a little bit rambunctious. I know it's 35. I live right over there. I messed up. I'm sorry. It's 3 in the afternoon. So that's the last time I got pulled over for speeding.
I was getting chased by a Cleveland Browns football player.
216-474-0092. The guys who hate me are all gone. Players, I got.
Yeah, you're good.
By the way, players I always really got along with. There's only been one coach I really didn't. Two. There's been two coaches I didn't get along with. Rex in Wadsworth, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing good, Rex.
Did we all forget about LeBron got pulled over doing over 100 mile an hour on the same highway?
Wasn't that like 2008?
Well, I don't think they did forget about Rex because I saw a million people tweet that yesterday. So people do have decent memories.
Nothing ever happened about that. Big deal. Let it go.
Well, because it's this weird spot where it's like if you bring it up, thank you, Rex, then you're hating the guy. And it's like, I don't hate the guy, but it's news. It has to be brought up.
And, you know, there was, I was in journalism school back in the day, Kenny, and I always wondered, why do they have to write? Because some of the headlines, anytime somebody famous would get pulled over, they would say specifically in the headline, not an alcohol-related infraction.
Yeah.
And I was like, why do they have to do that? That assumes that everybody's out drinking and driving. Well, then I came to realize, well, that's because it's the first question everybody wants to know.
Uh-huh.
And especially when he was pulled over was after midnight. That's the first conclusion. Were they partying? Where are they coming from? Were they hanging out? What were they doing? And that's the first thing you got. Obviously, he wasn't pulled over for it because it would have come up. And then the other thing is, well, it's an athlete. Athletes get away with anything. Not anymore. Especially like highway patrol. You're almost more inclined as an athlete. Like you look around the country, a celebrity, an athlete. Now it's not like the old days. I mean, you got dashboard cams. You've got the vest cams. You know, people want to know why didn't you ticket them if they had a name?
It's very hard. Zach in Parma, hello.
Hello.
Hi, Zach.
First of all, big fan, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. Go right on ahead.
Real quick, where did you get pulled over at Strongsville? It was on 71?
71, yeah. Through that, you know, there's always that. I'm imagining it's by that part by the turnpike, and you know they love to sit right there.
Yeah, you know, I feel for the kid. He just signed an NFL contract. He's making it big. He's got to be driving probably a Ram T-Rex or a Ford Raptor. If I had the money that he had in one of these trucks that goes as fast as he goes, my God, I would have been going 150. I cannot even.
Well, you can't condone that, but you can't condone it, Zach. I mean, Zach, how old are you?
Yeah, see what's capable of.
I'm 23.
Oh, okay, so you're young. So we did this. This is great. One time years ago when Joe Hayden was still here, right? These are the stories that happened. I remember there was a big-ass story, Zach, where Joe Hayden had six cars. And I remember it was one of the most bizarre nights ever I had on the air when I was on at night, Zach. I had guys calling in about what's he doing with his money? Why is he spending? Because this is back when you got big rookie contracts. What's he doing with his money? Why are you spending all this money on six cars? And I just had to come out and say, I go, guys, I'm 25 years old. I love cars. I would buy six
Kevin
cars.
I get seven.
And so I think that we all have to look and go, like, if he were, like, honestly, if he was in his mid-30s doing this, you'd be like, hey, you probably got a wife and kids. You really got to slow it down. Let's take her easy here. And I'm glad nobody got hurt. So we always say that, but it's like, hey, just be more responsible next time. Be careful next time. And you try to move on. Now, since it is Shador, and I think we will end up covering what Shador had for breakfast at some point in our lives.
It's the second story right now on ESPN.com. Yeah,
there you go. It's because it's, and also, hey, it's June. It's June.
I mean, I guess so, but it's just crazy. And, you know,
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you guys about it. Yeah.
Given the history we've had with players, I mean, thank God he wasn't drunk. He wasn't, you know, he wasn't.
Of course. Of course.
I feel like this is just insane that he's getting. He's getting tore up.
But I don't think he's. But I don't think he's getting tore up that much. That's why, like, I got to ask Mary Kay the context at 8:22 of the story. And Zach, thank you for the call. I have not seen, I've not heard anybody ripping him. Like, yes, he's a Browns quarterback. He's a very popular quarterback. Would we be talking about more than we would? We would mention if it were Joe, Dillon Gabriel, or Kenny Pickett. I think we talk about it more because it's Shador. He's a very popular person. At the same time, you kind of stare at the wall and go, it's a speeding ticket. Guys get speeding tickets. I'm glad nobody got hurt. I'm very, very glad nobody got hurt, but since nobody did get hurt, it's like, hey, it's a citation. You know, if he got a parking ticket, do I yell at him for a parking ticket? If he got a lot of other things that are just come in daily lives, do I yell at him for those sort of things? No. I don't think that this has any bad standing of him in the community. I have not read any. Now, I haven't been on the internet that terribly much since the incident, yet, since it got reported yesterday. So I don't know if there's been people just ripping him up and down,
I haven't seen any of that.
And I haven't heard anybody on the air here ripping him up and down.
I think the only thing I've seen is just some judgment questions. Like, what are you doing at night, that time of night, doing that? Like, not even that he's out. I mean, you're allowed to be out past midnight. Jim Tressel used to say 10 p.m. Nothing good ever happens after 10 p.m. Except
Johnny
I think
Carson
they won.
Used to come on after 10 p.m.
What's funny
so
is I think
believe.
They won the national championship after 10 p.m., so that was pretty good.
Fair point. 216-474-0092. You think the media is against Shador? Is this another thing that pits the media against Shador Sanders?
Ooh, I like that.
That's coming up on The Fan. 216-474-0092. That coming up at 8 o'clock. Hey, real quick. We had Todd Derry on yesterday. Before we get back to the people on Shador and whether or not the media hates him. We had Todd Derry on yesterday, 2 days ago. Do you believe right now that Stephen Kwan is a candidate for extension or re-signing or a new contract anything?
Or is this something that just gets kicked down the road? I think they've been trying to talk to his people for the better part of a year and a half, trying to get him extended.
Because he goes back, like Todd brought up, and you can hear that at 92.3thefan.com, one half of the Derry Brothers Guardians cast, which you can also hear on the free Odyssey app. Is he brought up, you know, Tanner Bibee, and there's been other guys who have signed for the security. I mean, Miles Straw, hey, I could sit here and rip Miles Straw for not being able to hit the broadside of the barn, and the only thing that people liked about Miles Straw and the reason he got as much time as he did is because he cussed out a bunch of Yankees fans, but he wasn't that great of a major league ball player. He signed, what was it, 5 years, $25 million? I mean, that you can't rip him for that. Can't rip him for taking money. Not going to do that. And for
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start, Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going up.
going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stephen Kwan, 27 years old, what is your earnings potential? Because we know that he cares about this sort of thing. We know that he's written it down in the journal and the pictures and all that stuff. What is really your earning potential in Major League Baseball these days? You're not going to be a home run hitter. You're a great table setter. You're an above 300 hitter most of the time. I know he's slumping as of late. I think that there's probably a couple of injuries there that people don't want to talk to us about. And you know it's the Kremlin over there when it comes to injuries, so they ain't going to tell you. What exactly, and I don't have a for sure answer on this, what exactly is market value? You know, if the Guardians were offering...
I mean, I've seen north of 30. 30 million a year.
A 30 a year?
Yeah.
If the Guardians were offering somewhere at 2 years at... $30 million. Could they pay you $15 a year? Could you do two at 20? Could you do something like that? But I don't think the Guardians would ever do that. It just turns into arbitration. And so for Stephen Kwan, like I have to respect his frustration there. I mean, to have 6 years of your Major League Baseball career held down, and that's everybody, by the same franchise where... You might be a guy who blossoms early. You might be a guy who is able to do very, very well at the beginning of their career or the earlier years of their career. You know, that's really tough. So, like, again, you look at a guy like Tanner Bibee. Could Tanner Bibee had earned more? I'm not sure. You know, he's not necessarily in his prime yet. I know this year's been up and down for Tanner. I know that once we get to the seventh inning, there's been some problems there for him in 2025. But I still have a lot of hope for Tanner Bibee. You would hope that he exceeds his contract. But Tanner Bibee, I think, is pretty comfortable with the money he's making. For Stephen Kwan, so far, Stephen Kwan has exceeded his contract. He has. So if you're talking
and he's
30,
done it at a bargain.
If you're talking at $30 million a year for a table setter, not a bopper,
then
he's out of our market. He's out of our price range, and this will go to arbitration.
I hate to say it. I've always assumed he was out of our market. The fact that they hadn't got a deal done, every day that there is not an announcement of a deal done, I think it has me, the way my mind operates, and I think a lot of fans, unfortunately, who are going to be a little skeptical that they would ever be able to sign him. You know, is lightning going to possibly strike twice like it did for Jose Ramirez, where you get a home team discount? I'm not expecting it in this case, especially from somebody who talks so much about his West Coast life. So I've always assumed that it was just a matter of time before, you know, we figure out that he's not only out of our price range, that we have to start to think about how much team control do we have? Mm-hmm. He's on the books this year, next year, and then, you know, that final year of team control. And what happens when you got 1 year left of team control? You normally move a guy like that. Although you get less in a trade when there's only 1 year left as opposed to 2 years left.
But because he has more, he has a couple of more years left on the, you know, for arbitration every year. I wonder if that does, and I know they've talked about it in the afternoon a little bit, does that make him untouchable? Because if you move on from him and you get the prospects, then what does Jose Ramirez really have around him that he can trust? You right now, you have Stephen Kwan at the top of that order. You have Jose at third. Everybody else, it's a question mark. I mean, Lane Thomas can't stay healthy. You're hoping Kyle Manzardo can become a bopper for you, but that's a hope. That's not really an expectation. Chase DeLauder, they won't bring him up yet, even though it looks like he's just bored with the minor leagues right now. Hopefully he stays healthy before we have to talk about him being injured again. You're still a ways from Bezzano. We don't know how Bezzano's going to. I mean, we're talking about pups. I mean, who really can you trust in that order? So if you went away from Stephen Kwan when you still had time left, I go, well, what are we really doing here? Because then that goes back to that huge knockdown dragout we were having with a very small segment of the audience out there about Jose Ramirez. Because, you know, if you're Jose Ramirez, you're looking around, you're going, hey, I'm 32. What the hell are you doing around me here in this lineup? Because Jose's the guy who can press and somehow have an on-base streak that's unbelievable and a 21-game hitting streak that's unbelievable in today's baseball and be still that type of player that he's been. We've been known to love him for over the last 5-6 seasons, for crying out loud. He had a slump at the beginning of his career, but it's probably been even longer than that. So when I'm looking at Jose, I think that when we're talking about doing right by him, I'm not telling you to go out and go after Juan Soto's of the world and all those guys and having to sign a Max Fried or anything like that. I'm saying, hey, Stephen Kwan, maybe that's not time to go. Maybe you're not going to get the very best haul in return. Maybe he should be untouchable for this year's Guardians group. Maybe he should be. 216-474-0092. Do you think the media is against Shador Sanders? Because a story like this, let's call it what it is. In the grand scheme of things, speeding, don't speed. But in the grand scheme of things, is this a big deal? Mm-mm. There were plenty of people saying that this isn't a big deal. So it's tailor-made for those who want to go at, why are you guys making it a big deal? Why are you guys always against Shador? Why does the media hate Shador Sanders? People become very defensive of Shador Sanders. And I'm willing to say that I think that there was definitely Jonathan who led the way who wanted Shador Sanders. I like Shador Sanders. Been down that road many times. I don't think that you were against him. Were you against him? Did you not want to take him at all? You were not against him at all.
No. What happened?
Against taking him or anything like that.
Every discussion we had is I just want to see where there was a fair accounting of what kind of a prospect he actually was, because it seemed like we couldn't get anybody to be honest about it.
It was a giant mystery. Even those who were critical of him, I think that he doesn't have people that hate him, quote unquote, in the media and want him to fail. I think that there's just people who've been doubters. Doubters of how good he really is. Maybe they didn't watch a lot of Colorado. Maybe they did watch a lot of Colorado and they go, you know, he's got these traits, but he doesn't have that. And even in their effort to be fair in their criticism, it's been taken to an extreme about Shador Sanders. Because I'm willing to tell you guys, covering the guy, and we've had Baker before, we had Johnny before, we've had stars play the position before at a young age. If I can just pull back the curtain for a second, for everybody involved, Cleveland media, national media, it's best for business. It's best for business. Shador Sanders, it is in our best interest. I shouldn't say this. In business of entertainment, it's in our best interest that he does well. That there is something there that he does and is able to attain some level of success and not just go down the drain and just we're getting ready for the draft again. Because that's something that we've done a million times over. That becomes old hat. He's new. He's exciting. He's a guy that is definitely a star. He could be a bigger star, but he's definitely a star. And he's a guy that can get some people around him, get young people around him, get young people to buy into the Browns. And if he's good, get older people, guys who are our age and older, get guys to believe in the Browns again. Because there's a very strong cynicism about them as well. It's just best for business. They click on Shador Sanders stories. They follow Shador Sanders stories. No matter what. And the people who really hate him at the bar, the people who may not like him, they don't want the quote-unquote circus around him, they're still paying attention to every move he makes. So the better he does, okay, you bring those people along with you. And then they become defensive of him against other quarterbacks in the NFL. For him to be a failure is against what you're trying to do in entertainment. So I don't know why any media member, and I don't think any media member to a person, should be rooting for his demise.
Well, not to mention, if he got cut tomorrow, there goes a bunch of stories that you can write, a bunch of content, and what, you're covering Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco, and Dylan Gabriel? I mean, who the hell's signing up for that boredom?
To be brutally honest, and to pull back curtains again, if they didn't take Shador Sanders in that fifth round, We are already getting ready for 2026
in that
draft.
Yeah, that's what the whole season's about.
You know damn well. I mean, we would say, I'll give Dylan Gabriel his chance and whatever, Kenny Pickett, whatever chance you really want to give him. But you know damn well that we'd be sitting here, all right, you know, Drew Aller, if he has a good game against Ohio State in November, you know, that's going to be a really big one. And, you know, Garrett Nussmeier, now I know I like Garrett Nussmeier. I mean, we'd be sitting there going over this right now, over those guys. But I got a guy who fell to the fifth round, a guy who definitely has some talent. Yeah. And if he's good from a football fan standpoint, just showing my heart here, I get to use two first-round picks maybe on something else to maybe put around that guy if he's good enough. And if he doesn't, hey, it's house money, that's it.
Normal roster, yeah.
Yes, I have interest in this. I have fun in this. In an otherwise season where if it weren't for Shador Sanders, you're still a seven-win or lower team. And that's me being optimistic about it. So it was either take a guy and or not take a guy and maybe have seven wins, but probably not, and get ready for 2026 or have some glimmer of, hey, let's see what we got here with this young guy. This guy's a star. Let's see if people are really interested in him or not. I'm telling you from a media perspective, as a person who has to straddle the fence on these things between the fans and the media, if there's actually any media person that's actually rooting against him, then they're dumb. They're stupid. 216-474-0092. I'll get to you guys coming up on this. And a wild argument between us and a Pittsburgh host left fans with a bizarre opinion on Myles Garrett and TJ Watt. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, take us with you to work on the free Odyssey.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.